appreciate, amen, the opportunity. And we had always heard a lot about Brother Myers and never really got to meet him like we wanted to. And but we're glad that we made it here tonight. Sister Myers been in Georgia. God was just trying to give her a revival. That's all that was going on. Amen. Praise God. She come back shouting. That's right. Amen. She come back south from Georgia. Amen. But we know what it is to live in Florida. And but we're glad to be with you tonight. I'm looking for God to help us. I know we didn't come by here tonight with a sermonette or a sermon. Yeah, I don't like that word sermon very well. Please don't tell me nice sermon after service. Amen. We come with a message tonight. God lays something on our heart for you. And we're looking for God to touch us. Amen. Book of Isaiah chapter number 6. Brother, this thing's whistling just a little bit. Amen. Isaiah chapter number 6. Amen. I want to begin to read in verse number 1. The Bible says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Can you say amen? "And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Amen. Verse number 6 said, amen, that a seraphim came unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from off the altar. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord will help us just for a little while, on too hot to handle. Amen. Too hot to handle. Would you stretch your hands this way and ask God to help us tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your spirit. God, we're asking you to reach down your hand, God, to intervene right now. God, would you anoint us tonight? Would you speak through us, Lord? Would you give us liberty that only comes from your spirit? God, I'm asking that anointing makes preaching easy, effective, that touches our heart. Do it, Lord, with or without me tonight. Do it in this house. God, move by your anointing. Let your voice walk through the midst of us. God, we're here tonight to give you glory, to give you praise, to give you honor. Lord, and we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. God. Amen. The Bible begins to tell us in the book of Isaiah chapter number 6. Amen. The Bible said in the year that King Uzziah died. Amen. Uzziah was a good man. Amen. He was known as a great king, but amen, we do know that in Uzziah's life that he had some mistakes. Amen. He had some things that he messed up that kind of marred his name. That kind of, amen, changed some people's perspective about Uzziah. Amen. The Bible said that Isaiah said that in the year King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord. Amen. How many know tonight that there's just some people you've got to get out of the way, amen, before you can see the Lord like you need to see. Amen. There's just some people you just need to tell them to slide over, amen, because I've got to worship God tonight. Amen. There's just some people in your life you're going to have to say, I can't talk to you on the telephone, amen, because I'm trying to keep my victory. Come on. Amen. There's just some people, amen, that you've got to get out of the way. Amen. A lot of times it's a Uzziah, a great man that messed up. And we see that. Amen. It hinders us from being what we could be in God. Amen. But when we get Uzziahs out of the way, amen, we can begin to see the Lord. Amen. And we can begin to see the Lord sitting upon upon a throne. Hallelujah. Amen. We begin to see Him for where He really is. Amen. Sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. And the Bible said that His train filled the temple. Amen. We know that the tradition is that the, amen, the kings of that day, that when they overtook another king, that they would, amen, cut the train off of the robe of that king and add it to his own. Amen. Therefore, that victorious king would have a long train. No wonder his train filled the temple. I said, no wonder his train filled the temple. We're talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of all Master. Amen. We're talking about the first, the last, the beginning, the end, the Alpha. Amen. I'm talking about the one that saved you, sanctified you, filled with your Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm talking about the one that brought you out of where you've been. I'm talking about the one that I should have been dead and in hell tonight, but amen, God gave me the victory. No wonder his train filled the temple. I believe it's filling the temple tonight. I feel the victory of the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I believe the train is filling the temple tonight. There ain't an addiction he won't break. There ain't a chain that won't be broken. There ain't a yoke that will not be destroyed. I got tonight because his train. I said his train is filling the temple. Glory to God. Amen. And oh, the Bible said that his train filled the temple. Amen. And above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. Amen. Them seraphim. Amen. They're called the burning ones. Amen. Psalm chapter 104 verse 4. The Bible said, who maketh his angel spirits and his ministers of flame and fire. Amen. The Bible said that they had six wings. Amen. With twain they did cover their face. Not because they couldn't look at Isaiah. Amen. Because they couldn't look at the Lord. Because of His glory. I said because of His holiness that they were talking about a while ago. Amen. His glory filled the temple. Amen. They couldn't look on His face. And so with twain they covered their face. And with twain they covered their feet. Amen. It was a custom of that day. Amen. That in the presence of a respectable person, you covered your feet. Amen. Even a teacher. Amen. In the presence of a, amen, respectable person, they covered their feet. It was a sign of respect. It was a sign of honor. Amen. It was a mark of reverence and worship. My God, I'm talking about reverence and worship. Amen. That's what they're doing. Amen. And they begin to cry. Hallelujah. They begin to cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth is filled with His glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, amen. They got to singing up here, amen, about Him being holy, didn't they? Hey, come on now. Amen. Oh, I believe Brother Joe Myers, amen, I believe that if they were here tonight, they couldn't say, hey, how you doing? I don't think they could say, how you been here lately? I think the only thing their mouth was created to say was, holy, 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 Lord of hosts. I believe tonight that they wouldn't be gossiping on the telephone, but they'd be saying, holy, 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 the Lord of hosts. I believe tonight that they wouldn't spend any conversation, but they'd be all, they'd be in adoration of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My God, they'd be saying, holy, 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 Lord God, amen. The Lord of hosts, the whole earth is filled with His glory tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. But as we begin to look at this, we begin to see that Isaiah is standing, and he's standing, and he beholds the throne of God. Amen. He's looking at the very throne of God. And as he's standing there before the throne of God, amen, he begins to cry out in himself. He begins to cry out and say, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Amen. You know what started happening? The throne started revealing, amen, things in Isaiah. The throne began to reveal things to him. Amen. The throne began to break him down and helped him to understand who he really was. Amen. I like shouting. I'm telling you, I love to dance or run. Amen. Brother Michael Player's with us tonight. We just come out of a 3-week revival at his home church. Amen. 24, I think, services straight. I'm not talking about breaking on Saturday night. I'm not talking about come back Sunday night. I'm talking about 24, sir, 20-something services straight. Amen. We shouted, we ran, we prayed back backsliders prayed through. Amen. Backsliders went all the way back through to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Healings and things. I love that. I love shouting. I love to run. But oh, you know what I like more? I like when I can stand before the throne and God begins to deal in my heart. I like when I can stand. Come on now. I like when I can stand in the throne room of God and God begins to rip the lid of my soul open and begins to tell me what's wrong with me. That's how I'm going to make it to heaven. That's how I'm going to get pleasing in His sight. I'm telling you, I'd like tonight for us to see the throne. Amen. Him to let us know. Amen. What's wrong with us? God, to deal with our hearts. I don't know about you, but I say, God, let me stand in the presence of the throne tonight. I want you to show me who I really am. I want you to break me down till there's nothing left and build me back up again. I don't know about you, but I believe tonight we can stand before the throne of God and God will show us what's wrong in our lives. Hallelujah. We can stand before the throne of God. Amen. And we're not as good as we thought we were. Come on. We can say it's alright to come off platform. Hallelujah. I think it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We can stand before the throne of God and God will let us know. Amen. That we're not what we thought we were. Amen. We can stand. I know people. Amen. And I don't think there's any in this church, but I've been patient. Amen. That thought because of what they've done, that they deserve the move of God. Amen. I've been places. Amen. They thought that, amen, by the things that they worked and done, amen, that they walked into the house of God and they deserved God to move. Come on. Huh? You know anybody like that? Don't raise your hand. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been in places. Amen. We're going to see God move tonight. Why? Amen. Well, I've been praying. Well, that's good you've been praying. Well, amen, I time myself. I pray 7 hours a day, so God's got to move for me. Amen. Listen to me. We get so tied up in what... I'm going to get in trouble. We're getting tied up in what we do. Amen. That we don't realize that if we don't lean on God, what we do is nothing. Come on. Amen. But when we begin to lean on Him, I don't do what I do because I think it's going to merit God's presence. Amen. There's nothing about me, amen, that deserves the presence of God. Come on now. There's nothing about me that attracts God's presence. Amen. He comes because He wills to come. The only thing that makes me pleasing in aside is the blood of Jesus. Come on. Amen. And oh, when I stand in front of the throne of God and God begins to deal with my heart and God begins to show me where I'm at, would you like God to come by and show me who we really are tonight? I'd like for God just to come by and show me where I'm at. I say, Lord, don't let me deceive myself. Lord, let me see who I really am. Am I really pleasing You? Am I really doing all I can for You? Do I really love You like I could love You? God, let me stand for Your throne tonight. You reveal to me who I really am. Does anybody want to see the throne tonight? Why don't you lift your hands and ask God, Lord, let me stand in the presence of the throne of God. Show me Your heart. You reveal my heart so You can fix it tonight. Because we're never going to get where we need to be with God until we can stand in the presence of the throne of God. We don't like that sometimes. I've been in places. Amen. It's not about me. I say that too much. I'm sorry. Amen. But we have been in places. Brother Myers has been in places. Amen. We stand there. Amen. They don't care nothing about, amen, what's in their life being revealed. Come on. Come on now. Oh, Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. If it's got to embarrass me in front of You for God to get me where I need to be, God, Lord, lay it out tonight. Amen. I've heard a lot of people say, what if God, amen, splattered it on the wall tonight? What if He did? Amen. He ain't got to do that, and I don't believe He will. Amen. But I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll let Isaiah stand in His presence. Amen. And Isaiah will cry, woe is me! Woe is me! For I am undone. Not that I hadn't done enough. Not that I can't do enough. Amen. But I am fallen. Amen. I am in a place. face that I don't deserve the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he stands there. God's going to help us tonight. Amen. He stands there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And as you're standing there and God's revealing things in his life, amen, all of a sudden, one of them seraphims, them holy ones, them burning ones, amen, they begin to fly. And they come and they find a live coal from off of the altar. You know what that means? You know what that tells me? That tells me everything that the throne reveals, that the altar heals. Glory to God. Amen. That tells me that if God has found something in my life, he doesn't leave me there. Oh, glory. Amen. That tells me that if I've got a blemish, my God, he's got the remedy. That tells me if I've got an addiction, he's got the solution. That tells me, amen, that if I've got a problem, he's got the answer. If I've got a sickness, he's got a healing. If I've got a bondage, he's got a deliverance. My God, if I need help, he's got the help I need. Amen. I'm telling you, when Adam and Eve were down in the garden and God looked over heaven and seen Eve bite into that apple, he didn't look down and say, oh no, they ruined my plan. I got to think up another plan to try to fix what they messed up. Huh? God didn't look down to heaven and say, oh no, they ruined it all. They weren't supposed to do that. Now I've got to go to plan B. Can I tell you that Calvary was plan A? Huh? I tell you why. John said, when he was looking out towards heaven, amen, when he was looking out and said, heaven was looking for somebody, amen, to break the seal, open the book. Hey, God, the heaven was looking for somebody. They couldn't find nobody. And John said, I seen a lamb who had been slain from the foundations of the world. You know what that means? Amen, before there was ever a sin, he had already died. Amen. Before there was ever trouble, he already had the solution. Amen. Before we ever sinned, he already died. My God. Before we ever polluted it, God had already sent the answer. My God, tonight, tell me you can't get up. Tell me you can't make it. Tell me you can't come through it. I'll tell you, he's already got the answer. He's already got the solution. He's already moved on your behalf. My God. Everything the throne revealed, the altar healed it. There's an answer at the altar. Amen. There's an answer at the altar. The New Testament altar requires just as much as the Old Testament altar. Death. Before you ever reach an Old Testament altar, you smell it before you sing it. You know why? Because it wasn't pretty. It was gory. It was bloody. It required death. The New Testament altar requires the same thing that the Old Testament altar required. That's death on the altar. Hey, come on now. Oh, but I'm glad, amen, that there's an answer. Aren't you glad that when you stand in God's presence and he looks down, says, I'm not altogether pleased with you. He doesn't count you out. You're looking at a preacher that has sinned since he's been saved. Oh boy. Hallelujah. You're looking at a preacher that's fell down and scuffed his knees since he's been preaching. Huh? You saying, Brother Scott, what kind of sin you in now? None that I know of. I want God to reveal it if I am in anything tonight. Amen. You're looking at a preacher that fell flat on his face and made a fool of himself. Come on now. Huh? Do I need to leave the pulpit now? No. You know why? Amen. Because I stood before the throne. Hey, I said I stood before the throne. And when I stood before the throne, God said that throne. And then he pointed to the altar. Amen. So every time, amen, the throne revealed it, I thought the altar had a healing for me. You want to know where your answer is? It's at the altar. You want to know where your solution is? It's at the altar. You want to know where? Amen. All of your questions being answered is at the altar of God. There's a healing. There's a healing at the altar. There's a solution in God's altar. I beseech you therefore, brethren, Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove that which is good is acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. You know what that tells me? Amen. That when the sacrifice is laid on the altar and it was accepted, fire fell from heaven. Leviticus 9 tells us about Aaron. Amen. Being accepted into the priesthood. The Bible says this. Amen. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar. Amen. The burnt offering. Amen. The fire shall ever be burning. It shall never go out, the Bible said. Amen. When that sacrifice was accepted from the Lord, his approval was fire. Amen. Amen. On the day of Pentecost, there were many grains of wheat. But when the fire fell, they became one loaf. Amen. The Bible tells me in Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. He's the only consuming fire. You'll never find another fire that'll consume. Amen. Like God's fire consumed. You'll never find another consuming fire in the Word of God. Obviously, the fire had already fell upon the altar in Isaiah 6. Amen. Because there was a live coal. Amen. But you know what else happens? Amen. When an acceptable sacrifice is laid on the altar and the fire falls, amen, the smoke began to fill the house. Hallelujah. Amen. I said smoke began to fill the house. Amen. The glory of God. Amen. Burning off of one person, one sacrifice. Amen. That was acceptable in the sight of God. Amen. Then flew one of the seraphims. Amen. Unto me, having a live coal in his hand. Amen. The Bible tells us something here that lets us know a little bit about this fire. Amen. Coal was on fire. Amen. The Bible said that that seraphim, that holy angel of God, had to take tongs and pick up that coal. You know why? Because it was too hot to handle. Come on now, I'm getting where I'm preaching. Amen. Those tongs. Amen. He took the coal from the altar. Amen. From the coals. Amen. From the altar. Amen. That lets me know that the fire of God is too hot to handle. But let me tell you this. Amen. When I lay myself on the altar. Amen. And I, amen, have stood before the throne. And I become accepted in God's sight. That means the fire of God will fall on me. And when the fire of God falls on me, if a holy seraphim, amen, has to get live coal, has to get a tongue to touch it, that means that old fallen seraphim, amen, the devil can't touch me. You understand? Amen. That means that when the fire of God falls on me, amen, I'm too hot. Amen. I'm too hot to handle. Amen. The devil's got to move his hand off. Amen. He's got to loose his grip. My God. Amen. When the fire of God falls in my life, I become too hot. You see what's going on right here tonight? Some of you walked in this house. God dealt with my heart. Amen. Some of you walked in this house and you got the fingerprints of hell all over you. Amen. You got the fingerprints of hell all over your mind. You got the fingerprints of hell all over your body. You got the fingerprints of hell all over your family. You got the fingerprints of hell. Amen. When the devil's reached out and touched your life. Amen. You got fingerprints of hell all over you. Amen. You come in this house tonight. Amen. With mind battles and struggles. And Amen. Situations and ain't nothing but fingerprints of hell. Our God. Amen. I'm telling you, I've never seen it such as it is now. Amen. But when the fingerprints of hell, amen, begin to put themselves, place themselves, amen, on people's lives, you'll find them not able to lift their hand. You'll find them not able to rejoice in the Lord. You find them not able to go to the altar. Amen. I'm telling you, those folks in the house tonight, you got the fingerprints of hell all over you. Amen. The Bible tells me, amen, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning. Amen. Falling from heaven. Amen. The Bible tells me he was the anointed cherubim. Amen. He was lifted up and he tried, amen, to lift up himself to be like the Most High God. Come on now. Is that right? That's Bible writing. Amen. He tried to lift himself up to be like God. Amen. But the Bible said that the Lord kicked him out. Amen. Sent him to hell. Hallelujah. Amen. Sent him down. Amen. Kicked him out of heaven. Amen. That tells me something. And we've got a common misconception in the house of God. Amen. Some of us believe that the devil can actually compete with God. Did you know that the devil, I'm going to get in trouble. Amen. Did you know the devil has no more power than an angel does? Did you know the devil can't read your mind? Woo! Glory to God. Did you know that the devil does not have creative power? Huh? Amen. Did you know that the devil cannot give life? Huh? Amen. You tell that little girl, amen, that little lady, amen, that's having that child out of wedlock, and she thinks it's the punishment of God because she's having a baby. Amen. The devil didn't give that baby life. The devil can't create it. Amen. Somebody said, amen. So, amen. Glory to God. Amen. There came something that, amen, I went on a hunting trip to skip church and, amen, a storm cloud rose up and rained out my hunting trip. Amen. The devil done that. Devil ain't got power to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what it was. Amen. There's a lot of things the devil's getting credit for. Amen. That God's trying to hinder. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of things we're blaming on the devil, and it's just God trying to get us on the right track. I told you I was going to get in trouble. Amen. But amen. The devil is nothing more than a fallen angel. Amen. That tells me, amen, that if God's holy angel, amen, had to grab the tongs and touch the thing from the altar when I lay myself on God's altar and I submit myself to the Lord and the anointing and the fire of God falls on me, amen, the devil's got to loose his grip. I'm almost shatay. I said, I'm too hot to handle when the anointing's on my life. I'm too hot to handle when the fire of God is falling on me. I'm too hot to handle when I submit myself to Him and the glory falls in my life. Aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of the fingerprints of hell being all over your mind? Aren't you tired of the hand of Satan in the midst of your family? Aren't you tired of the hand of Satan gripping every part of your life? I got it. I know it. I'm not being cocky in that. You're quiet. That's how I know I got it. Amen. Amen. Aren't you tired of not having peace in your mind because the hand of Satan has come to grab a hold of it, to move, my God, amen, to steal your joy and your victory. Amen, to steal everything God give you. Come on, that's His job. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's seeking whom He may devour. That doesn't mean He can devour me anytime He wants to. He's just looking for somebody He might can devour. Amen. He was standing near the sons of God one day. God looked down at him and said, Satan, where you been? He said, I've been walking up and down in the earth. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. He's upright. He's perfect in all his ways. He pleased me. He's my friend. He's my buddy. Have you considered him? He said, no. He said, every time I walk by his house, I can't see over the fence. Have anybody read the Bible lately? Hallelujah. Amen. Every time I go by his house, amen, I want to reach out and grab his children. Amen. But there's been a hedge built around his children. Every time I want to reach out and grab his bank account, there's a hedge built around his bank account. Every time I want to reach out and touch his body, there's a hedge built around it. I'll tell you what it is. Amen. Job laid himself on God's altar. I said Job submitted himself to God, and when he did, he was too hot for the devil to have. Let me tell you what happened in this house tonight. When you rise up from where you're at and you submit yourself to God, I got the devil will lose his grip in your life. Woo, glory to God. But you got to lay yourself on God's altar. You got to submit yourself to Him. Oh, God. Give up. I wish I could sing. Give up and let Jesus take over. Give up. Some of you don't want to go home tonight because you know what lies just on the other side of that front door. Fingerprints of hell all over your home. I feel God helping us. I do. Amen. You're scared to go home tonight. You don't want to go home. It's not that you're scared. You just don't want to. Because you know what you're going to face. I'll tell you something. When you submit yourself to God, and the anointing of God is resting on your life, amen, you can walk in the middle of hell, and hell can't touch you. Boy, y'all looking at me now. Can I preach a little bit longer? Amen. Moses stood before Pharaoh. He said, if you don't let my people go, God's people go, God's going to send hell, amen, into this place. He said, you better put your servants up, put the oxen up, put everybody inside, because there's coming a grievous hell such as never been in Egypt. Anybody remember that? Amen. Hell started falling all around. Everywhere they looked, hell was falling. Come on now. Amen. Pharaoh finally said, Moses, come back. Come back. I'm wrong this time. He said, I've done wrong. I've sinned. He said, call on your God and entreat Him to have mercy on us. Moses said, this is what I'll do. I walk to the edge of the camp. I throw my hands in the air. Amen. And this hell will stop. Now, I don't believe Moses had an armored chariot. Do you? This means yes and this means no. Do you believe Moses had an armored chariot? Do you believe that Moses, amen, had some kind of vehicle he could ride in? No. So that tells me that he had to get from Pharaoh's house to the edge of the camp. And somehow he had to get there. You know what he done? He stepped out in the middle of a hailstorm. Amen. And he's walking through hell. And hell's not touching him. I'm telling you, he's slouching hell under his feet. Amen. But hell can't do nothing about it. He's seeing servants beat down in the field, but hell ain't beating him down. Amen. He should have already been dead. He should have already been under. He should have already quit the church. He should have already been in hell. But no. He's walking in the midst of a hailstorm. And hell can't touch him. Why? Because he submitted himself to God. Because he gave it all to Him. He stood in the throne. My God and God revealed it in his heart. And he fell over God's altar. And found the answer. Found the solution. My God, tonight when the fire of God falls on you tonight. I said, when the fire of God falls on you tonight, you're going to walk in the midst of hell. I told you I didn't come here with a sermon. Some of you is walking through hell. Can I say that in this little bit? Some of us walking through hell. Yeah. Just like Moses. Walking through hell. Beating down the workers and the produce in the fields. Everything we work for and labor for is all beaten down. For some reason, he makes it all the way. He makes it all the way. He stands on the edge of the camp, Brother Myers. And he puts his hands in here. You know what that happens then? Hell stops falling. Huh? Is that what the Bible said? Hell stopped falling. Why? Because he threw his hands in the air. That's enough. That's enough. You don't know me, do you? That's why you're looking at me. Hallelujah. That's all right. Amen. That's all right. Some of you are just one little motion away. Walking to the front of this church. Throw your hands up. And I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I'm a nobody from nowhere. You don't even know where I come from. You know I came from Georgia, don't you? Amen. But I'll tell you this. Amen. When you do it, mark it on my word, write it in your book. If it don't come to pass, Brother Joe Myers will never have me back in this pulpit. Amen. But there's one thing for sure. When you do it, hell's going to stop falling in your life. Why? Why? Because I surrender myself to God's glory. I surrender myself to the power of God. Amen. I took my hands off of it. And I let God begin to move. I'm telling you, the devil can't keep his grip. Amen. On an anointed child. Holy Ghost filled child of God. Amen. I'm telling you, you're one little trip to the altar away. I said, you're one trip to the altar away. Amen. From having complete victory. I God have mercy. I'm telling you, I'm not talking about a touch here and there. I'm talking about full, total and complete victory. Stand with me all over the house. Come to the music, whoever will. Amen. I'll tell you what's about to happen in this place if we'll be obedient to the Lord. Some folks are going to walk to this altar tonight. They're going to walk to this altar and throw their hands in the air. And the fire of God. You stood before the throne while I've been a preaching. God's revealed it in your life. While I've been a preaching, there's only one more place to go, and that's to the altar. Come on now, I wish somebody step out right now. Come out with your hands up. Amen. Come out with your hands up. Amen. I'm tired of the fingerprints of hell being all over my life. Come on now. I'm ready for victory. I'm ready for, come on now. Come on, step out of that pew with your hands in the air. Amen. Let the fire of God fall on you. Submit yourself to Him. Let the glory fill this place. Come on, somebody burn for Him. Amen. Somebody's soul catch on fire tonight. Come on out of them pews. Come on, everybody will. Come on out of them pews. Amen. I'm ready. I'm ready to God move in my life. I'm ready for total victory, total anointing. God, let your anointing fall on me. Let your glory fall in my life. I'm laying myself on God's altar. I said, I'm laying myself on God's altar tonight.